Okay, so my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 9th of September 2009 and the time is approximately 7:15 in the morning. Can you tell me please your name, your age and where you come from?
My name is Jonathan Boyle, I'm 40 years old and I come from Surbiton.
Great, okay. Can you tell me when it was you first found out about the One Another Project?
I guess it was probably... Excuse me. I guess a few months before it all started, and I think I'd read it online somewhere, and so just took a look at what it consisted of, really.
And what was it that inspired you to put your name forward in the first place?
I think because it was unusual. It was something that I'd never sort of seen something like that before, taking part in a project of this nature, and so it was just something very different, really.
How did you feel when you received the email to say you'd been allocated a slot?
I was excited, but also thinking, blimey, what do I do? Because I could see already that lots of people were up there either promoting causes or entertaining people. So I had to start thinking about what I wanted to spend my hour as well.
So how have you decided to spend your hour on top of the plinth?
Well, I'm not going to be entertaining anybody, but I'm going to be making a time-lapse movie up there, just taking the life of Trafalgar Square for the hour that I'm up there. So hopefully that will be my snapshot of my time up there.
And what would you say then the significance is of photography in your life?
Well, it's something I've done for a long time, and it's something I enjoy doing. It opens up new events, and I get to meet a lot of different people through it, whether they're artists or musicians. And also it's I love travelling, and so to sort of capture my travels. So it's something which I really enjoy, and something which, opens up different opportunities to me, really.
And whereabouts have you travelled to?
I've travelled fairly extensively in Asia and Africa, plus North America, Caribbean, and obviously Europe. So it's something I really enjoy doing as well.
Well, what kind of things have you got up to when you're travelling? What's been your motivation to go and see all these places?
I think partly it's seeing places, and partly it's the experience of meeting new people. I love trying new foods, so meeting local people and them showing me all their new their food, which then are sort of quite standard and to me are something very, very new. Sitting at little roadside stalls trying different foods, something I just find very, very exciting.
And what else do you get up to in your spare time?
I do some cycling. I've just come back from a cycling holiday to France, I enjoy going to see live music, just generally hanging out with friends. So everyday stuff really. But yeah, some of it's sort of photography driven. So I love when I go to see bands. Quite often I take my camera along, I love live music.
So when was it you got the bug for taking photographs? Can you remember a significant point where you bought your first camera?
I used to take photographs just on holidays, but I got bitten by the bug when I was on an 8-month trip through Africa. And I just took a small camera with me, and when I got home, I decided I had some great shots, and I just thought, well, I'll do something a bit more about this, and bought myself a decent camera. And really since then I've done a lot of photography, and particularly in the last 5 or so years since going digital, I guess the results are more immediate, and I think it just makes things more accessible as well, and easier to share shots with people and share those experiences. So I've taken a lot more in the last 5 years than I had previously.
And what about your day job? What is it you do for a living?
I'm a surveyor, so I work in dealing with construction projects and property management, general property consultancy.
And how did you get into that?
I fell into it, really. I think I was I did a vocational course at university, but it was something which I hadn't really sort of thought of doing. It was just something which was suggested to me. And it just sort of followed on from there, really. So after graduating, followed the normal career path of someone on my course, and just followed on from there, really. It's been good. I've done quite a lot of varied work. It means you get out and about, you're not stuck in office all day long. So yeah, it can be very interesting at times. Not all the time, but yeah, some of the time.
So how was it you would describe yourself as a person?
I would say that I'm an approachable, friendly person. I'm quite a sort of deep thinker at times. I enjoy just doing things that interest me, really. So, I'm not sort of competitive type of person. I'm just keen to do things that I like doing just for the sake of it, rather than thinking of sort of an ulterior motive or a desire to do something better than somebody else. So I just enjoy doing things and enjoying experiences, which I think comes through in, as I say, the sort of travel experiences. It's just something that I like to do, like to experience new things.
And how about being a part of the One Another project in Trafalgar Square in London? Who would you say you're doing this for?
Oh, for myself. Yeah, undoubtedly. As I say, I think some people are doing it for other people, whether it's a cause or whether it's to entertain people. Those sort of things had run through my mind initially. I thought, well, what should I do up there? But I decided really this was something for me and something that I wanted to just be myself, really, rather than lots of people suggesting, oh, you should do this and dress up like this. Or I thought, well, that's just not me, really. And I just wanted to be me up there and do what I enjoy doing. Otherwise, I think it's not the thing I really want to do. I'm not there to project myself as an entertainer or take on a cause that I didn't believe strongly in. So I decided just to do what I enjoy doing and be myself.
And what are your thoughts on being a piece of Anthony Gormley sculpture, a living sculpture?
Well, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I know some of Anthony Gormley's work, obviously Angel of the North, and all of the sculptures that were dotted around London, up on South Bank and on Waterloo Bridge. I've sort of followed some of his work. I wouldn't say I'm a great follower of his, but I'm aware of his work, and I think that's part of the draw, actually. I think if he or someone of his stature hadn't been involved, then I possibly wouldn't have got the publicity that it's had. So maybe I wouldn't have heard of it. But I think that was part of the sort of draw that was, well, that is part of one of his projects. So I found that an interesting concept as well.
So what would you say are the most important things to you at the moment in your life?
I would say well, it's difficult to say, really. I think that's a difficult question, or a difficult answer. I would just think, things like just satisfying myself and spending time with family and friends and just having my health and happiness, really. So, I've got my job I'm content with. As I say, I'm not sort of particularly sort of competitive person, so I'm not out looking for the next promotion or the next big job. I'm sort of quite content with what I'm doing. I'm sort of taking things as they come along, really. I'm not looking too far into the future. So yeah, it's sort of difficult to answer from that point of view, just because I'm pretty content with my life, really.
You mentioned kind of family and friends. Can you expand a little on a typical weekend, kind of spending time with friends? Kind of who are your friends and what do you get up to?
Last weekend I was cycling in France with my friend Bill, and we went for a few days around northern France, and so you spend time with him or my brother Nick. He's also a very keen cyclist, and this weekend coming I'm going camping with about half a dozen friends down in Dorset, so we'll just be having some fun, having a barbecue, just seeing a few of the things down there. I always go to my parents' house, let my mum spoil me, and I haven't got a sort of big family in England. Most of them are in Northern Ireland, it's really just my immediate family in England. See a lot of them. They all live pretty local, except for my brother Gary, who's up in Derbyshire. So it's sort of fairly low-key, small number events, our family events. They're not sort of big extended family things. Those are the sort of things. And then, just seeing friends and doing different things. Whether it's, an event like camping or cycling or going to see bands. or just out meeting down the pub or going for food. So those are the sort of things.
And what music are you into?
A whole lot of stuff. I could show you my iPod and you can see, but yeah, just a variety really. But I like going to see rock or indie bands at small venues. I'm not into sort of stadium bands at all. So yeah, just going to see, I don't know whether it's venues in Camden or wherever really, just small venues, seeing bands in where you know you've got the sort of contact with them, you can actually see them and hear them, and I've taken photographs of quite a few different bands as well, so yeah, it's good fun hanging out with them sometimes.
So what where would you like the photography to go? Have you any hopes or aspirations for the photography?
I've had quite a bit of stuff sort of published in various places, and I've had, in fact, I've had one of my photographs displayed in Trafalgar Square before as part of, it was the Rice Festival competition, this was a few years back, and so I had a photograph displayed, it was here in a city hall and at the festival itself, and I've had some work published in or on the big screen in Times Square in New York, things like that. So. I've sort of often toyed with the idea of whether I wanted to make it into some sort of career, but I think I'd probably lose the enjoyment factor. So I've decided just to do what it is I enjoy doing, take photographs of things that interest me, because I think a lot of people, to make a living out of photography, have to take photographs to possibly events they're not particularly interested in, whether that's weddings or christenings or whatever that might be, which just wouldn't interest me. So I think I probably lose the spark for it pretty quickly. So I'm pretty happy just to sort of see how it goes. But you know, I've had a few various bands use my photos for things like CD covers and things like that. So yeah, I'm pretty happy just to get that sort of recognition really, rather than trying to make it into a career.
And what other hopes and aspirations and fears do you have for the future?
Well, I don't think too far into the future, to be honest. one of my friends mentioned the other day that I think he said he's hoping to retire in 12 years, and I was thinking, God, is that all? I don't think that far in advance. So I think, yeah, I sort of tend to take things as they come, and I mean, the furthest I think in advance is when I'm trying to plan my holidays. So and I haven't got any of those lined up at the minute. So yeah, I don't sort of tend to think too far in advance. I wouldn't say I have any, but I certainly don't have any sort of fears about the future. And in terms of sort of hopes and aspirations, well, it's more to do with just again sort of health and happiness really, nothing more than that, and whatever shape or form that takes.
So going back to the blimp, what would you say the emotional experience has been from the word go, from applying to being allocated your slot, to preparing, to being here on the square 40 minutes before you go up?
Well, I think yeah, it was the sort of excitement to start with. In fact, I was here for the first day of it. As it happened, I was up in London with my brother Nick and one of my cousins, Jane, from Ireland, and we just happened to come walking through, and it's like, oh, today's the first day of the fourth plinth. So we came and had a look. I think we were here around sort of midday or so, and then wandered back through about 3 or 4 o'clock, and so we sort of saw the excitement around it. You know, I'd said, oh well, I'd applied for it as well, and in fact, my brother Nick had applied for it, but hasn't been successful. So yeah, when I got the email, I was sort of excitement to start with. I was like, oh wow, this is great. And then I started to think about the the sort of practicalities of it, and what I sort of wanted to do up there, and how I wanted to project myself. So it's sort of a slight sort of nervousness about it from that point onwards. But once I decided that, well, I just wanted to be me, then I don't think it. I'm certainly not nervous about it. So just looking forward to it really, and. Then just thinking of some of the sort of practical aspects of taking the photographs and trying to make that into something worthwhile for me, so like a sort of time-lapse movie, which hopefully will be of interest and hopefully will look good. So yeah, it's just been, I say, gone from sort of excitement to slight nerves about it, and then back to just I think being sort of fairly relaxed about it really. It's been an easy process in terms of, you know, I've had the phone calls from yourselves and the emails, and so there's nothing really for me to have to do other than just get up this morning at 5:30. But other than that, it's been very straightforward.
And what are your closing thoughts on being one of 2,400 people that get to experience the moment on top of the fourth plinth in Trafalgar Square?
Well, I guess I'm sort of honoured in a way, because, you know, whenever I walk past here in the future, I can just say, oh, I was up there once. So, yeah, it's just nice to be part of something which is different, and particularly in such an iconic place, really. And I'd be interested to see what happens with the fourth plinth in the future. There's lots of talk about what will or won't go up there, but yeah, it'd be interesting, A, to be doing it, and B, sort of looking back on the experience, and I guess being a small part of history. But yeah, looking forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Okay.